friends. It is Thursday, August 16th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. For people who can tell the difference between the truth and disinformation, and persuasive, often passionate indoctrination. To see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com to see a list of my guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments only during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is deanna at spingola.com. We will take your calls in the second hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Lark in Texas. His website is larkintexas.blogspot.com. Lark, welcome to the program.
Well, how are you there, Deanna?
I'm very well. And you?
Well, I'm happy to be here. I have to say that beyond the fact that we're under siege here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're going to be sprayed for the West Nile virus beginning at 8 o'clock tonight. And a water main broke up the street, and so we're without water right now.
Otherwise. Oh, my goodness.
So we're under attack.
I'll say, what an awful thing. Well, it's you call in frequently to the program, and you always have interesting, profound things to say. And I thought, well, why haven't I had Lark on the program? And so I took the opportunity to invite you, and I'm very glad that you agreed to be on the program. And the last time that you did call in, you were talking about social and biological engineering of Americans. And, you know, to actually accept communitarianism and become slaves. And, you know, it's very interesting some of the ways that this occurs. And somebody, well, the guest on my program yesterday mentioned Ayn Rand, who said, and I actually quoted from her book in an article that I wrote some time ago, from her book Atlas Shrugged. And let me quote what I said. When you see that trading is done not by consent, but by compulsion, when you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods, but in favors, when you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you, when you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed, unquote. And interestingly, Ayn Rand has a very, very checkered background. For one, her name was actually Elisa Rosenbaum. She was a Russian Jew who apparently was having an intimate association, actually the mistress, to Philip Rothschild, who instructed her to write the book in order to show that through the rising of oil prices, then destroying the oil fields and shutting down the coal mines, that the Illuminati would take over the world. And so many people in the truth, so-called truth movement, use that book, Atlas Shrugged, without actually knowing the writing behind it and who she was. All righty, we do need to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
I don't know about the rest of you folks, but Texas has been mighty hot recently. Apparently, we're not the only ones feeling the heat. I just heard yet another commercial by an outfit stating that you could buy three of their seed banks for less than the price of one of ours. Okay, so score one for the other guys. But honestly, why would you want three of their banks? You're still not going to get the number of varieties or nutritional value that you'll get in just one Texas Ready Liberty seed bank. Heck, we could assemble a 20-variety kit with 5,300 seeds, pack it in a tin can, and sell it for $39, too. But we're not interested in pursuing the feel-good market. We only care about providing families with a means to become self-sufficient, and that doesn't happen with 20 varieties of seed. We don't sell water filters, we don't sell keychain flashlights, and we don't sell wishful thinking either. All we sell are seeds, because that's what we know. Go to the other guys for all your folding shovel needs, but go to TexasReady.net for your seed bank. We trust your family is worth it. That's TexasReady.net.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Lark in Texas. His website is larkintexas.blogspot.com. All righty. When you called in the last time, you were talking about social and even biological engineering. What is your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on the Constitution? We had some a gentleman on yesterday that thought the Constitution was absolutely the one most wonderful thing in the world. And I think that many people think that. I don't particularly think that, but I do realize that you have to pick your battles, and yesterday wasn't about the Constitution, so I didn't choose to try and convert him to my way of thinking. But what is your thoughts on the Constitution?
Well, two observations there, of the former, and then, of course, the Constitution. I tend to think that ultimately the Constitution is really just a bunch of words, and words are malleable things. I think, though, it was a wonderful document in many ways. Where I had problems with the Constitution initially years ago was in the preamble. And I started doing some research on Thomas Jefferson. I think it was Jefferson and Madison who had the larger hands in scripting that document. I realized, of course, that many of the signers were Freemasons, so I knew that they held to a particular worldview, which was in vogue at that time. It was, after all, the Age of Enlightenment. I was troubled, though, by the words employed in the preamble, which were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Exactly. That's kind of an Illuminati term. or close to it.
Yeah, it came from the order of Rosy Cross, which became the modern-day Rosicrucians. The American branch is located in San Diego, California. But yeah, it was Masonic terminology in effect.
Right.
And I found that very troubling because the Lockean precept of the time, which was very much in vogue and in the minds and hearts of the people, was that those words were life, liberty, and property.
Right. And also, when you look at the Articles of Confederation, there was no authority to extract taxes from the people. And so I believe that that they threw those out just simply to be able to tax the public. And it was, the Constitution was written behind closed doors, and the states would not ratify it without the Bill of Rights. So I, you know, but it's, and certainly when you look at the Constitution now and the total abandonment of most of its principles, then you think, well, you know, what's what is it worth actually? And furthermore, we do have a corporation, and that Constitution, as it's written, is really written for the corporation.
Well, ultimately, this territory that we call the USA was then and is now a slave plantation.
Right.
And I know a lot of people are not going to be able to wrap their minds around that nor accept it, but to your earlier observation about social and biological engineering, you know, ultimately slavery begins in the mind. And the truth is that we have bought into this idea of the social contract, which was really quite an unchristian-like principle. And yet, when we look back in history, even from the very first European colonization, what was called Christian really was a bastardization of what I always supposed those words to mean, at least the way it was held in the hearts and minds of people that called themselves Christians. In fact, an interesting way to look at this is to look at the worldview of people like Cotton Mather.
Oh, yeah.
And then contrast his worldview with that of Bernard de Mandeville, who wrote The Fable of the Bees. The Fable of the Bees, of course, was an inspiration for what we call the creation of the Bavarian Order of the Illuminati, or the Order of the Perfectibilist, which was announced on May 1st, 1776. This actually preceded the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
And when we look at the contrast, we see that there's always been a tug of war with worldviews. Within the Constitution itself, was it a living document, or were we to regard those words as a strict construction? And that's never went away. But most certainly, it's just too bad what has happened to us as Americans. What has happened to us is really just a microcosm of what has happened and what will continue to happen to the people of the rest of the world, unfortunately.
Right. All right, let's talk about the indoctrination and the programming of the social engineering of Americans. And you spoke in some of your notes about the new rule of law was modeled on the Babylonian Talmud, the Christian social gospel, political Zionism, the Kabbalah. I mean, there's lots of things. And when we look around us, or when I look around us, when I consider the legislation that comes out of Washington, I think it's very Talmudic, even in its scope, because I mean it's so the bills that come out are lengthy. I mean they cover everything, and of course nobody reads them. But talk to us about the social engineering.
Well, I like to quote something from Alan Watts, which is something from my teenage years. And it's a contrast between those words, faith versus belief. And remember always that words almost always have more than one definition. That's very important to realize. When we think that we're communicating, either with ourselves, as we speak to ourselves, or we're communicating to others, we have to always be cognizant of this fact. But here's that quote, if you don't mind, Deanna.
No, please.
This is contrasting faith versus belief. Faith is a state of openness or trust. To have faith is to trust yourself to the water. When you swim, you don't grab hold of the water, because if you do, you will sink and drown. Instead, you relax and float. And the attitude of faith is the very opposite of clinging to belief, of holding on. In other words, a person who is fanatic in matters of religion and clings to certain ideas about the nature of God in the universe becomes a person who has no faith at all. Instead, they are holding tight. But the attitude of faith is to let go and become open to truth, whatever it might turn out to be.
Okay, and this is from Alan Watts?
This is from Alan Watts, distinguished from our own Alan Watt, W-A-T-T,
mm-hmm.
here at OnRBN, who I also hold in high regard. But for better or worse, Alan Watts was a person who was quite influential here in America. He was a professor at UC Berkeley for a number of years, and wrote a lot of books. I read most of them. And I think that his attitude colored the American mind just as much as people like C.S. Lewis was quite influential during the London bombings of World War II. And of course, C.S. Lewis' works were also pretty popular in America back in the 60s and the 70s especially.
Right.
But repeat your question so I can get back on target, if you don't mind.
Okay, I was just you were talking, and particularly when you called in, you were talking about the biological social engineering of Americans, and how that worked out, and you talked about a hierarchical system of governance, that was modeled on the Kabbalah, the Babylonian Talmud, the Christian Social Gospel, Political Zionism, and the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And that's, you know, that's a lot of things to consider. But they are things that we do see in, you know, if we're looking with astute eyes, that we do recognize in our culture. We do have a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what? Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lark in Texas. His website is larkintexas.blogspot.com. And I mentioned social engineering, and I believe that that occurs largely through the entertainment business. And you had mentioned the function that Disney, the Disney Studios, had in doing that.
It's true. During the run-up, during that time period, which we can call the run-up to World War II, Walt Disney, him and his brother both were Freemasons, which in and of itself has done a horrible thing, I suppose, but they were, and both had interest in Disney Studios at the time. They were essentially talked into producing films to support the propaganda of that time.
Right.
Because, of course, what had happened is that so-called Judea, or world Jewry, so-called, had declared war, an economic war, on Germany. And so that's why we see films like animated features like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. When we analyze that from the vantage point, especially that we have today, we can see that this was all what I call agitprop. Agitprop simply being a portmanteau of two words, that we're conjoined, agitation, which appeals to emotion, and propaganda, which appeals to the mind. And, I mean, there's other films. There's, in fact, most of them were examples of agitprop.
Okay, how was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? What was it about that film that was propaganda?
Well, a classic example is the part of the film where we hear the hi-ho jingle.
Right.
It's the story of seven simple dwarfs. They obviously look German. They've got the kind of German beards that were identified as being part of the fashion of the day of German people, especially the country people. And they're working in an underground diamond mine. And they're working and they're happy. And they work just like a team, like clockwork, which, of course, is the way that Germans are thought of today. They're very efficient, technologically minded people. And, of course, Germany under Adolf Hitler was a threat to the British Empire, and particularly to those people who imagined Western Europe eventually becoming swallowed up by the Soviet Union. And so, with his plan for trade and barter with autarkism, spelled with a K, that's a closed loop economic system, largely based on trade and barter. The powers that be in London and on Wall Street knew that this was a very real threat to the international bankers and their designs and plans for the future. And by the way, those words, autarkism, autarchism, and autarkism, autarkism, are very important words to remember when we think about what happened during World War II. In fact, you had Lady Michelle Renouf bring this word up for the first time that I ever heard it spoken on RBN, maybe a year or two ago.
Yes, that was in May. That was the week of that was Ernst Sundel week, which started, I believe, May 3rd or May 9th. May 9th of 2011.
I just love that lady. I just love her to death. She's so wise.
Absolutely. And, I need to have her back.
Yeah, but those two words are very important for your listeners to just check out. In fact, if I might diverge for a second, I can be long-winded, Deanna, so you'll forgive me and just stop me anytime. But if you'll go to my website and refer to my program notes entitled Melly Mello, that's a French term that simply means a mishmash. Go to Melly Mello and look at those words that I've highlighted in yellow, beginning with instrumentalism. And you'll see a comparison of those words, autarkism, with a CH and with a K.
All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Lark in Texas. His website is larkintexasblogspot.com. And we did have just a real quick email question or comment. This is from Tom, and he says, the phrase life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is found in the Declaration of Independence, not in the Constitution nor in its preamble. Many Native Americans told me that the phrase should have included the pursuit of responsibility. In other words, not turning America into a poisoned garbage heap. And this is from Tom.
Well, thank you, Tom. I stand corrected. I think you're absolutely right there. I'm not a student of the Constitution like I once was, and so nor the Declaration of Independence. I look at the treaties that supposedly ended the conflict called the American Revolutionary War, as well as the War of 1812. And then I look at the court decisions that were handed down early on, and that says it all for me, that we have never been a sovereign territory, and neither have we ever been a free people, at least in the sense that I think of that word free.
Right, I agree with you.
I want to say, Deanna, that regarding that little jingle called Hi Ho from Snow
right.
White and the Seven Dwarfs. The dwarfs threw their bags of diamonds into a vault. And on the inside of the door was a big letter Z. And I don't know what it told me, but I can tell you this. Lenny Bloom one night was discussing that scene from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and was just laughing and laughing. Thought it was just... basically, it was a commentary on the German people and how stupid and silly they were. They were working for their... They were happily employed as slaves in this diamond mine. In fact, they took the skeleton key and... Or one of them took the skeleton key and closed the door of the vault and hung it right outside the door. And Lenny Bloom, so-called... thought that was just hilarious about how stupid people were.
I think that, like the book that I mentioned at the beginning of the program, Atlas Shrugged, I mean, they do produce these novels, so-called novels, and other documents, Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, and they basically alert us to the fact that of what they are doing, and then make it very apparent in movies. And yet we fail to see that, and we fail to take it seriously, or at least the majority of the people do.
Well, and I think back to people like Tom Brokaw, who wrote the book about the Greatest Generation.
Oh, yes.
I feel such sadness. And then I look back upon Uncle Walt. What was his name? The newscaster, the most trusted man in America.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. He was a member of the Federalist. And you know, when you see him talking in front of the Federalist conference, I mean, he's promoting a one-world government and is pretty much laughing about, you know, some of the things that were going on that we didn't recognize.
Remember the famous scene where he... looked to be shedding a tear during the JFK assassination and its aftermath?
Yes. Well, you know, people, actors can come up with tears quite readily. And some of these people are very much actors.
In those days, we had three television programs. You and I are old enough to remember those scratchy 12-inch black and whites.
You're referring to Walter Cronkite.
I am, yes.
Yes. That's
and how we trusted those people. I mean, we hung on their every words. And yet they were all basically repeating the same thing across three networks in those days. Unfortunately, the American people have had their heads stuck in the sand. I'm no different. I was apolitical most of my life. I found most discussions related to matters concerning government to be really kind of outside my control and therefore not worthy of my attention. And frankly, I've admitted publicly that I, most of my life, thought of myself as a progressive, as a liberal, not really knowing what these terms even meant. It just sounded cool to me.
Sure.
And when I first started listening to RBN about 4 years ago, and then calling in, I think, probably 3 years ago, it's because I honestly thought I could bring something to the table because I, you know, by then was more educated. I had been involved with a presidential campaign for the first time in my life. I was involved with the Ron Paul for President 2008 campaign.
Yeah, a lot of us were, and then he quit. And kept, you know.
How I've since come to view what happened during that time period. See, because I had already been pretty well steeped in researching this thing called communitarianism,
right?
For since 2004, about that time, and so I was trying to bring this to the attention of my fellow activists, shall we say. And I have to tell you, in Dallas-Fort Worth, there was really only two or three people, one of whom was Phil Pozderek, who actually even paid attention or bothered to read any of those things, because, of course, unless their hero was not employing such terms, then it was obviously not worthy of anyone's attention. But if you recall, Agenda 21 was very much underway, even several years ago, and yet none of the candidates would even utter the words.
Well, they don't talk about a lot of things. They don't talk about the income tax. They don't, or they do talk about the income tax. And it was very interesting yesterday, getting back to Walt Disney, that in the 1930s, a very small minority of the people even paid income tax until Disney produced a film encouraging everyone to pay their fair share. And, you know, we really are not subject to the federal income tax unless we actually work for the federal government. And, of course, that number is increasing rapidly each day as production and everything else is being outsourced out of the country. But you're right. And we do have these this idea that if we elect just the right person, you know, whether it's Ross Perot or whether it's Ron Paul, that somehow everything will just fall into place and be wonderful. But when you look at the mainstream media, they don't talk about what's really going on. And they are all actors, just like you mentioned, that Walter Cronkite and some of the other people have always been actors, because the elite took over the media many, many decades ago. In fact, even before the turn of the century, back in 1850, before the or during right after the Civil War, the so-called Civil War. And so who knows what is true, unless we actually do our own independent research and figure it out?
Well, you know, Ross Perot lives in Dallas, and I could tell you Ross Perot Jr., his son, is very much a part of this new communitarian system of governance scheme that we see. Both of them, I believe, are on the so-called Dallas Citizens Council. And isn't it astonishing, Deanna, how many governors and mayors and so forth and so on are members of so-called councils, and how that word council is actually that word Soviet?
Yes, indeed it is.
Yeah, the entire society has been Sovietized. And I think we can point to the infamous remarks by James Warburg, Paul Warburg's son, before the Senate in 1950, wherein he stated that we will have one world government, and I'm paraphrasing, whether by conquest or consent. Well, the truth of the matter is that since that statement was made, we have frankly had both. We have been conquered, and for the large part, by way of our own consent.
Exactly. And you got it. Yeah, you said it pretty much. He said, we shall have world government whether we like it or whether or not we like it. The only question is whether world government will be achieved by conquest or consent. And as you stated, yes, we have walked right into it. We've allowed it. And I think, and I've often said this, that our Congress is probably one of the most overt secret societies in the country, because it is through their acquiescence to the elite, who actually control the government, that all these things have been foisted upon us, such as the weather modification programs. Congress knows all about this stuff, and yet when you approach them, as Mike Murphy did, they act like they didn't know a thing about it, when in fact they have okayed it. They are a bunch of hypocritical, treasonous individuals.
Well, you know, it might be instructive, Deanna, for your listeners, for me to try to proffer a proper definition of this word communitarianism.
Okay. You've mentioned it numerous times when you've been on the program or when you've called into the program. And I
apologize for sounding like a broken record, but I just frankly had to get the word out in hopes that people would actually look the damn thing up.
Okay, so tell us what the heck it is.
Well, it's not communism. What it actually is, in its simplest, with its simplest definition, is that it is as a synthesis of the thesis capitalism combined with the antithesis capitalism. So it's capitalism plus communism equals communitarianism. It's also economic fascism or corporatism combined with cultural Marxism. And so it is at once corporatist and Marxist. But let's not forget which ism spawned both, and that was capitalism. So what we have today with communitarianism is we have a slave society, because of course we're working our days away to obtain company script, to buy the illusion that we can actually own anything, and like property, and we have darn near every one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto in full force and effect.
Oh, absolutely.
But what we have is we have a gang of thieves, which we can call corporatist, more properly. Remember, a corporation itself is the very model for socialist organization. It's the very model. And so communitarianism is a system of slavery, but it is combined with a system of racketeering and organized crime at the same time.
Right. Whether it's organized crime at the government level or the black market, which they control both. And the Rothschilds created capitalism, which he called the European plan, which functions under corporatism, under all these corporations that we have.
Yes, and so, you may have heard me say several times in the past over the airwaves that I'm surrounded by communitarians. I'm surrounded by criminals. Well, I really mean that because, see, my focus is instead of pointing my fingers at, the high-profile figures, whether they be politicians or the Rothschilds or the Illuminati or the Freemasons or the atheists or the liberals and all these other kinds of appellations. I'm really concerned about just the ordinary American and how it affects the ordinary American, how this kind of system has essentially swallowed us up. Because remember, communitarianism has been called an all-encompassing ism, which, of course, an ism is merely a school of thought. But it's important to realize that for all those good conservatives and flag-waving patriots that support the troops and all these other kind of things, we've got to realize that the United States military, just like the public school system, has, from its inception, been a socialist organization.
Right.
It is socialism that is really a disease, that coupled with something called democracy, which is a word I loathe, that has in fact infected us as a society and as a people from the beginning. And this was all by design. When we consider communitarianism, we have to consider the Hegelian dialectic. And a lot of people just draw blanks when they hear these terms. And I know that's easy to do because these multisyllabic words are a problem for most Americans today. Just look at the fact that communitarianism is a very difficult word to say. You have to actually practice it.
Yes, you do. I think
I
was evidence
of that. And, of course,
this
is by design, too, because we've been dumbed down. We have been dumbed down as a people. And think about it. If you're going to control a bunch of slaves, you damn sure don't want to educate them.
Of course not.
Because then they might get uppity and get big ideas.
And certainly that's why they took over the educational process in this country early on and have controlled it, and why we have the Department of Education And despite the fact that some presidents that have been very popular have said, oh, we'll just get rid of the Department of Education, they're never going to get rid of anything that they've ever done to us. They're never going to go back and change the Supreme Court decision on abortion. They're never going to do any of that stuff. But people run on those claims and, you know, talk about it. But they're never going to revert back to a time when we didn't have this. And we do have to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll pick this up. Be right back.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Lark in Texas. His website is larkintexas.blogspot.com. And we were talking about the educational apparatus. And in addition to that, we also have the entertainment field. And one of the things that you mentioned before, I believe, was the Mickey Mouse Club, which basically implies that we are all human animals. Is that correct? Isn't that what you said at one point?
Well, absolutely. And that's another example of how Disney Studios was enlisted to support the communitarian agenda, which was the the synthesis that was imagined following World War II. And we can see this in the language of the drug laws today. The a notable example is actually one of my almost neighbors, Alfred Adask, A-D-A-S-K, who is a radio broadcaster and a writer. This idea that man was to be equated to other animals, quote-unquote, is an example of the subtlety by which agitprop is employed to, in fact, enslave us, at the same time turn us into gangsters. So, yes, you can go on YouTube and you can just type in the keywords human animal and Mickey Mouse Club. And you can listen to it and you can see the subtleties for how this icon of family values has been enlisted in support of this communitarian agenda.
And it's so subtle.
It actually is, and people actually believe these things. But, of course, it's anathema to what Christians, you would think, should be taught today, or should be. I mean, you would think that a Christian person would be repulsed by such language.
Right, or oppose it, or say, hey, what the heck are you trying to imply? But nothing. I think they just do a little bit at a time. It's like the, you know, the putting the, what is it, the crab in the water and cold water and then just heating it up, you know, gently. And then if you threw them in the hot water, the boiling water, they'd jump right out. But so it's all incremental. We're just being fed incrementally and being programmed incrementally.
Well, and I actually used to work for Edward P. Bass, the Bass family. If you look on the Forbes 400, you know, they're kind of like the Walton family. You know, they're always there in the top 400 wealthiest Americans. Well,
yes.
I'll continue after the break.
Oh, true. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you a